to the Rockman Show. It's time for Rockman to give his opinions, his views, and his thoughts on life and rock. So grab a beer, buckle in, and get ready to rock!
Was If Not For Me, and that one's called Demons. I like that one. Really nice, kind of heavy groove. Kind of the newer core metal that I know some people aren't fans of, but I like it. I've been doing more old school stuff, so it's time to mix in some new school, and this show will have a little bit of both tonight. But before we get started with the show, I know everybody wants to know if Ragman got a new refrigerator. The answer is, drum roll please, no.
What the fuck happened?
A good question. What the fuck happened? Well, here we go again. Every day is a new day for Ragman. I get the fucking Three Stooges out here fucking Monday. Or actually Two Stooges. And they're like, hey, we got your fridge, but we can't get it up the stairs. This is like a four-man job or three men. I'm like, and? Well, you're going to have to forget about it, and we'll come back another day. I'm like, all right. We're going to have somebody call you. You're done, whatever. It's like, all right, all right. So they call. And these guys are taking pictures and all's good. And they're like, well, hey, we can come tomorrow. I'm like, no, you can't come tomorrow because I'm going to Dallas. See my friend Lee. And we're going to check out some Blind Guardian. I tell you what, before I even finish this story, what a great show. Night Demon and Blind Guardian. Phenomenal show. Really cool. I tell you what, let's play some Blind Guardian. I dig those guys. And seeing them live again, I've only seen them twice. But man, every time these guys deliver. This one's called Life Beyond the Sphere. Let's do it.
Meanwhile, the void is sparing space. Meanwhile, it seems we lose the race. Will it go wrong again? This is not the answer. We must find reason. If there's no harm, it does no good. Unreal, no winter. I will come to life.
Dude, Blind Guardian was so awesome. Great seeing my friend Lee. If it weren't for Lee, I would have been. He's like, dude, we gotta go. Happy birthday. I'm like, what are you, Frosty the Snowman on that one thing?
Happy he goes, no. Birthday.
I fucking love that one.
I still don't understand why fucking Frosty's saying, happy birthday.
You don't get it for real.
Yeah, I don't get it.
The motherfucker kept melting, and then every day that he got rebuilt, he was saying happy birthday.
Why are you fucking crying?
Because it's serious, motherfucker, and you don't take Frosty serious.
Who takes Frosty the Snowman serious? He's a fucking made-up character.
Yeah, that's what you think.
I think we all think that. Fuck, I lost my train of thought. I'm fucking lost. So anyway, let's go back to the fridge story. So anyway, they're like, all right, you can't do it Tuesday. I'm driving back in from Dallas Wednesday. I can't do it Wednesday, so Thursday's a magic day. Hey, we're going to give you a window. The window call never comes. No. There's no fucking window. Late, or actually early, I guess, Thursday morning, I got a text saying, hey, we're going to be there around 1:30 to 5. I'm like, great. I got shit to do. I got places to be, people to meet, babies to kiss. I got shit to do. But they don't fucking care. They don't even have the courtesy to give me a fucking phone call. No!
Careful, you idiot. I said across her nose, not up it.
Sorry, sir. Doing my best.
Who made that man a gunner?
I did, sir. He's my cousin.
Who is he?
He's an asshole, sir.
I know that. What's his name?
That is his name, sir. Asshole. Major Asshole.
And his cousin?
He's an asshole, too, sir. Gunner's mate, first class, Philip Asshole.
How many assholes we got on this ship, anyhow?
Yo!
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
So, Thursday comes around. I get a call at 9. 9:30, something like that. I'm working away. Hey, I will give Lowe's. Oh, shit, I said it. I probably shouldn't have. A little bit of thank you because I got to work from home for pretty much most of the week dealing with these fucking guys and their fucking gong show. Oh. So they're like, oh, hey, yeah, we sent a two-man crew, not a four-man crew. So, sorry. We ain't gonna be there today. I'm like, what the fuck? Again? Yeah, again. Go fuck yourself. You don't want it? Take it back. No, they didn't tell me that. I was thinking. I was like, well, I'd respect that. But that didn't happen. So anyway, I'm like, okay, whatever. I asked for some money. He's like, hey, we're gonna give you some money. Make it all better. So I'm like, all right, fine. Friday comes around. They're going to be here between 8 and 12. They call me at 7 a.m. and say, yo, we're outside. I'm fucking sleeping. I'm in my fucking boxes. And I'm like, oh, let me get dressed. I go downstairs. And the guys are like, hey, open the garage. When I unwrap this thing, I'm like, oh, okay, finally. I'm getting my refrigerator. It's going to be upstairs. I can have cold drinks again. Good food. I can cook. I can do whatever I want. They unwrap it. It's fucking damaged. Can you believe that shit? Damaged. I'm like, what now? And they're like, well, someone's going to call you. Oh my God, dude. Ragman's frustrated. Anyway, we'll see. Today's Friday. I caught you up. You're up to speed. I still don't have a fridge. But I have some metal for you. How about this? This one I just checked out today because I'm raging. And Rage has a new song out called Toxic Waves. Let's check it out.
Swimming continent.
So with some Rage. And dude, I gotta say, I love Rage. I really liked him better when Smolsky was in the band, Victor Smolsky. What a great guitar player. Kind of fell off from them for a bit. Listened to some stuff with the new guy. He's really talented. He's really awesome. But he wasn't Smolsky. I mean, the songwriting, the guitar playing is a little bit different. But hey, I was like this one. This one's got a good groove to it. It's great to see PV still doing it and still sounding very well vocally and on bass, of course. But very cool song. But I tell you what, that said, I'm very thirsty. Mr. G? You gotta get that checked out. I'm not even sure what's going on with you. All right, people, we got a good one tonight from one of my favorite breweries in the country. This one's out of Orange County, California. And this is a great brewery. They're called Green Cheek. Really cool. They got the little toucan, little bird on the can. This one's called the Flying Megaphone, a hazy IPA with Nelson, Motika, and Galaxy hops. Buy your pals Green Cheek. Buy your pals. Not buy them, but buy your pals. Hey, what am I doing over here? It's been a week, people. Bear with me. So that's all it tells you. There's nothing else on the can here. The can's really cool. It's just got the little toucan guy out there with the megaphone. And I'm good with this. I give that a really good rating. But I tell you what, the proof's in the pudding when it comes to the beer. Beautiful. Hazy. Actually, a little bit lighter than I thought it would be. A lot of their beer is a lot more, really hazy where you can't really see through it. This one's you got a little bit of haze. It's kind of a pineapple in color. And there's a lot of, head on it. And some soapy lacing on the glass, which is nice. The true thing is the aroma and the taste. Let's see what this smells like. Oh, wow. It smells amazing. I'm not surprised. I love this brewery. They're really good. So tropical kind of pineapple notes. Oh, it smells great. Huh? I got to drink this thing. Cheers to me. Oh, wow. Really rich, creamy. I didn't think it'd be that rich or creamy just due to the color, which I'm not banging on the color. It's a beautiful color beer, and it is hazy, but it's not like soup hazy to where it's really thicker. But man, the feel in the mouth feel is just amazing on this thing. So I love it. How about I give this bad boy a 4? John, hit the horns and let's play a tune. The next tune you will hear is some newer stuff. This is called, or the band's called, Catch Your Breath, Shame on Me. Let's do it.
If I close my eyes, I can see the home you built inside my mind. And I know. Too much. Can we call this love? Are we too far gone?
song. I dug that. That was really cool. They were interesting because when I discovered the song, it was kind of a cool, like a visualizer video with this chick, kind of like ghost-looking chick blinking at you. And I'm like, oh, that's really cool. I really dig that. And then I researched it on a different computer, and I'm like, oh, wow, they have a video. I wonder what the band looks like. Oh, my God. It was fucking horrible. I wish I almost don't like the song anymore. After I saw this video, it was fucking stupid, fucking impromptu dance bullshit, fucking Dancing with the Stars. You're a fucking metal band. Why would you have that? But this guy, this girl out in the fucking forest, and they're like dancing around. I'm like, okay, where's the band? And then they do this like artistic bullshit where they're doing the fucking impromptu dance. I'm not sure what the fuck it's called.
Get your head out of your ass.
Okay, what is it?
It's called creative dance.
Well, I don't like creative dance. It does not belong in fucking heavy metal.
It's not metal.
Well, what do you call it?
Metalcore.
Okay, whatever. I'm not going to fight with you tonight. I don't have patience for it. Oh, my God. But, you know, my point here is sometimes watching a video of a band, or I mean, the band was not even in the fucking video, or it was so bad I couldn't even watch it. I turned it off. I was like, I liked the song before I watched the first minute of this video, so I'm turning off the fucking video and gonna try to embrace the song still because it's a good song, but I don't need this. I mean, who makes that decision? Who's like, oh God, we've got to get this couple, and they're walking out in the leaves and stuff, and they're dancing, they're all happy, and then let's make them dress up with these fucking, all this makeup, and they're in dance outfits, and they're doing creative dance, or whatever the fuck they're doing. Why? Just, I don't know, maybe it's the old school guy in me that wants to see a band perform on film for my pleasure. And I'm like, I watch that band perform, and it makes me want to go see them live. But if I see some bullshit video like this band had, I don't know if I even want to see them anymore. I don't know. Maybe I'm still curious. But why the fuck would you do that? Why is creative dance so important in this fucking video? Oh, God, I don't know. All right, I have something more irritating to talk about. This will be a short show. No interview this week. It has been busy with life, work, and nonsense. No refrigerators, as you know. So, wasn't able to line up an interview, but there will be more coming up. Plus, actually, I will say, I do want to mention this before I go on to the next thing. I saw two shows this week, and I'm going to see another one. And I think I mentioned this last show. So, I saw Tear and Trollfest on Monday. And then I saw Blind Guardian and Night Demon on Tuesday. And I see The Stones on Sunday. I tell you what, I got to say, I want to talk about this a little bit because I really enjoyed this. Tear and Trollfest. I'm going to play a song from each band. Trollfest. These guys fucking come out. I mean, these are Norwegian bands and stuff like that. They're very cool. But fucking Trollfest comes out in flamingo, pink flamingo outfits. And they're, I don't know, it's so funny. I try to explain their sound to a lot of people, and a lot of people don't get it. Maybe I'm way the fuck off, I don't know. But I think of like ska or like Mighty Boss Tones or something like that, but a metal version. These guys don't have all the horns and all that stuff, but they have like a sax player and guitars and stuff, and they're goofy as fuck on stage, but I fucking loved it. First time I ever got in a metal conga line. So anyway, before we go any further, let's play some Trollfest, be a little bit of DC, and then I'll tell you a little bit about Tear, and then we'll move on to the last topic of the show. Everybody hit the dancing floor. Get your freak on and dance like a pink flamingo. Like a pink flamingo. Whoa. Everybody hit the dancing floor. Get your freak on and dance like there's no tomorrow. Like there's no tomorrow. Let's all start right this place. Let all the selfish will end. Your life bearers shines with interest. Free your resources to hide. No hope, no chance, no cure. So that was called Dance Like a Pink Flamingo. And dude, the video is hilarious. These guys are in these flamingo outfits and they're just running around the stage, being goofy as fuck, having fun. I actually met them. Such great dudes. Took pictures with the audience, hang out. Very, very cool band. Again, I know the name, but I never knew their music much. So I really dug them. A lot of fun. So the headliner was Tear. And dude, I've seen them before. They were with like Lizzie Borden, I think Demons and Wizards. Oh God, several years back. And I didn't know much about them, but man, I was like, fuck, these guys are good. So I was excited to see them. And it was in a very small venue. So it's very, it wasn't packed. It wasn't to the gills. It was a good crowd in there, but a lot of fun. And if you get a chance to see this tour, highly recommend it. A lot of fun. But Tear just brought it, man. And I love the chants. They bring in these Norwegian chants. And it's really cool. And the crowd was doing it. And I've got to say, I really dug that the crowd was trying to emulate a European crowd, which I saw that with Blind Guardian as well. But in this small club, it was even more powerful, which was so cool. So I tell you what, before we move on, how about some Tear? This song's called Hammered. Let's do it. Very cool song by Tear. And again, what an amazing week of music and metal I've seen live. Loved it. Loved it. Old school metal stuff. And I gotta say, I've really been into a bunch of my older metal stuff here recently. I know I mix in a lot of the newer stuff as well. The metalcore, pop punk, and stuff like that. But lately, a lot more like maybe hair metal stuff that I've been getting into. Like Steelheart and Enough's Enough and bands like that. I don't know. They kind of fall off your radar and you don't hear them in a while and you're like, oh my God, I forgot how killer that was. I think part of that might have been from Wicked and their sound, because their sound's so cool, man. And it kind of takes you back to like an 80s hard rock sound, which I really love. And it's good and fresh, great songwriting. And then, you know what's funny, you know, we all talk about, you know, if you meet a band, they're super cool. Do you like them more than, you know, if you wouldn't have met them, or if they weren't cool, or you didn't really get to know them, it's like, would you like the music as much? I got to say, I loved Wicked before I talked to them, and then after I met them, I loved them more, and it's more personal at that point. I think, like, bands, everyone on that tour, which we have talked ad nauseum about the Wicked, Lotharo, Vicious Rumors, and Raven tour. But each band being so cool really, really gets you into them a little bit more, I think. And it's funny, after my interview with John Gallagher, I've had Break the Chains in my head from Raven for a while. So anyway, so that brings us up to our next topic. Motley Crue is back. Yeah, we were talking about hair metal bands or 80s hard rock type bands. So how about Motley Crue? They're one of the bands that kind of started it all in the very beginning with the hair metal scene. where they came out heavy, maybe a little punky, and then got more of a hard, good hard rock, and then glammy, and then it just spiraled into other shit until they got Dr. Feelgood, which was such a great record, and then didn't have another good record till the Motley Crue same title record with John Corabi on vocals, and after that, they really haven't done much that's that great. So, that said, they got a brand new song that just came out called Dogs of War. And this song is the first one without Mick Mars. So, how is that going to affect the sound of Motley Crue? And I always wonder, you know, when Dinky Six did the 6 a.m. stuff, the sound of Motley changed dramatically. And with Tommy doing his thing, I mean, Vince maybe being staying true to more of a good hard rock sound and stuff like that. But the other guys venturing off into different realms. So Nikki getting into more, I wouldn't say metalcore, but I don't know what you want, newer metal type stuff. And Tommy doing rap and his thing. You kind of wondered how the songwriting would go, which I think in the beginning was mainly Nikki. But now you've got John 5, America's Darling. Sorry, Lee. No, a lot of guys like this guy. I'm not a fan. He does nothing for me. I've heard him play. He did the one record with David Lee Roth. Some stuff was pretty tasty on there. I've heard his solo stuff. I don't know. He's just one of those guys that bores me. I'm not impressed. It doesn't do much for me. But I'm not bashing. I was actually curious to see how he would sound with Motley Crue. I'm like, will he be that guy that can inject some energy into this band that's just, I don't know. I think they're on autopilot. They get on these big monster stadium tours and just play the hits. But if they're going to record new music, you want something fresh, something good, great songwriting. And this new song is not that. And on top of that, the video is even worse than the song. Well, I don't know. They're hand in hand. Neither one are good. And it's so funny because I looked this up on Metal Injection. After I'd already heard the song, and I'm like, what do they think? I just want to read this one little blurb because, dude, I'm so on point with this guy that's talking about this. But he said that, and I'm glad to see Motley Crue embracing the trend of having shitty AI art for their single cover. So AI shitty art cover, but also in the video. The video is abysmal. I would be embarrassed if I were Motley Crue. At the end of the day, I was like, oh my God, this is fucking awful. We haven't put out new music in a long time. We don't have our original guitarist, Mick Mars, anymore. We got John 5, and we're putting out this. This is just disappointing on so many levels. Agreed. At least it wasn't a country song, though, so I suppose that's nice. Oh my God, dude. Embarrassing. Embarrassing. Let's hear it. See what you think.
We'll be right back.
again. Second listen now, still not impressed at all. And, you know, of course, the guys in the band are doing their PR. We're like, oh, it's the greatest thing. John 5 has injected so much life into the band. And this is just the beginning, tip of the iceberg of how great this is going to be. And, of course, it's so funny. I'm just going to read this last little thing. And, of course, they're trying to embrace the old stuff. But, you see, it was game-changing. Nikki and Tommy, along with new guitarist John 5, have reignited the flame with ferocious new crude music. Fans will unite and shout. Will they shout at Motley Crue and say it sucks? Or will they shout at the devil? I don't think anybody's shouting at the devil. I think they're shouting at Motley like, go back to the drawing board. This is horrible. We don't like it. It's awful. That's what I think. Anyway, guys, I want to thank you for listening every week. Again, a short show. And hopefully better things will come to Ragman. I will say, I do have a bright star of the week, and that is my girlfriend. She has been amazing. Constantly amazing. And she still likes me with all the fucking problems. But anyway, guys, again, you. This is about you and me, not about my girlfriend or anybody else. It's about you and me and music and beer. But anyway, again, last time I'm going to say it. Thanks for listening. And I want to tell you one other thing. Get those horns up. Way fucking up. Horns up!